For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, April 21st, 1984. Spring camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Glenn Miller is the speaker of the evening, and his subject is biblical curses. Should this tape for any reason be defective, please explain and return for replacement. Father, we thank you this evening for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation of it. This evening, Father, help your word to become a reality to us. Help us to desire to know your word and to walk in it. And I thank you for it. Help us this evening that by the Holy Spirit, your word will open up and we'll have a greater understanding of it than we've had before. We thank you for the revelation of your word that's coming forth. And help us, Lord, to walk in those revelations that you're bringing forth, that we may be worthy, to be counted worthy, to be used for your glory in this hour in which we are coming into the manifestation not only of your power, but the manifestation of the powers of Satan that is determined to destroy that creation which is rising forth to declare that Jesus is Lord. But we know, Father, that by your Spirit, by your power, and by your might, that Jesus is victor. We thank you for it, Father, and help us to stand forth to declare that and to walk in that light, that we may be victors in thee for your glory as we walk in the light of your word and make it a light unto our path for your name's sake. Praise the Lord. This evening, for a while, I'm going to talk about a subject that I have heard very few ever talk about, and that's curses. We have heard much about blessings. The blessings of Abraham are mine, and that's true. The blessings of Abraham are ours. But we've heard very little about how we arrive at those blessings. They say, name it and claim it. Well, that really isn't true. It has a truth, but it also has error. And if we expect the blessings of the Lord, then we have to live in the word of the Lord as it is a light unto us to show us the way of the Lord so that the blessings of the Lord can be ours. Let's turn over to the book of 2 Timothy, and we will look at a verse here in 2 Timothy, which I believe I have already used once this weekend, but we need to look at it and to apply it to our hearts and lives. And that is the 15th verse of the second chapter of 2 Timothy, says Paul, telling Timothy to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Too long we have not for ourselves looked into the scriptures to see if these things be so. We've taken what we've been told, and we have done that, and everything that we've been told has not always lined up with the scripture. But there is a people rising in the land who are determined to know for themselves that it is thus saith the Lord. And to these people, the word of the Lord is being revealed, and we're coming into an understanding of what God's word means in our hearts and lives. Matthew chapter 19, verse 17. And what I actually want out of that verse is the last half of that verse. It says, if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Now that is Jesus speaking, and he's speaking to, I believe it's the rich young ruler who came and said to him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus answers him in part of his answer and says unto him, if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. It did not say commandment, it says commandments, it's plural. Turn back to the book of Proverbs, chapter 26, and we will begin to look at some of the things that we'll not cover all of them because I haven't tried to find all of the things that apply to the curses. But we'll cover enough of them tonight that it will give us an understanding. Proverbs verse 26 and chapter 2, verse 2 of 26th chapter of Proverbs. As the bird by wandering and as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. That is telling us, as the bird flies about, so does the curse come. But the curse does not come without a cause. There is a cause for the curse to come. And as I've mentioned before, and I'll say again, God's judgment is equal. His blessing is equal to His judgment. And if we do not keep the commandments of the Lord, then we will automatically receive the curses of the Lord. You say, why so? Because the word of the Lord says so. We automatically will receive God's curses if we do not obey His commandments. Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20 and verses 5 and 6, I believe is what I want out of chapter 20. Well, I'm going to read more than that. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, or that do not obey my word. Deuteronomy chapter 23. Deuteronomy 23, verses 2 and 3. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. An Amorite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to the tenth generation. 400 years shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever. Incest. Those who are involved in incest are forbidden to enter the congregation of the Lord or enter into the temple of the Lord for 10 generations or 400 years. Malachi chapter 2. I may not give you anything to shout and get excited about, but I'll sure give you something to think about tonight and to study. And it may help us to come into a greater understanding of why we do not have the blessing of the Lord upon us as we would like to have. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 2 says, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. So the word of the Lord tells us that if we do not give to God the glory that is due His name, He will put a curse upon us. Satan won't curse us. The Lord will curse us. Let's look at Malachi chapter 3 and verse 9. You are cursed with a curse. Why? Verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yea, you have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. And you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. And the Lord says that if we do not give to Him that portion which belongs to Him in tithes and in offerings or above the tithes, we are cursed with a curse from the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord. Jeremiah 17 and 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. The Lord says that cursed be that man that depends on man more than he relies on God. Exodus chapter 21. Exodus 21, verse 17. All of these things we're going to read tonight are not all for adults. Some of them are for young people and apply to adults too. This one here that I'm reading right now applies to young people. Exodus 21 and 17. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. So if we stand against our father or mother, the Lord, the scripture here says that they'll be put to death. Now let's look at Jeremiah, Leviticus. It's Leviticus chapter 20, I want. Leviticus 20 and verse 9. Everyone that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon them. The Lord requires that we honor our father and our mother and that we obey them. Even though we don't agree with them, we still have to obey them and honor them. And the Lord change our hearts so that we do agree with them. Let's look at Proverbs 20 and 20. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 20. It says, whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. If you don't get stoned to death, you won't have long life. You'll die early in age. And there's a verse, and the very verse with promise in the Bible, which I didn't read and which I won't read, says that if we honor our father and our mother, we will have long life. Let's look at Matthew chapter 15. And Jesus is talking here. Says, for God commanded, in Matthew 15 and 4, Jesus says, for God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. So young people, the Lord requires that we honor our father and our mother. Let's look at Mark chapter 7 and verse 10. For Moses said, Jesus is quoting Moses now, and Jesus is talking. He says, for Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whosoever curseth father or mother, let him die the death. So Jesus is saying that we need to honor our father and our mother. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 48. Jeremiah 48, verse 10. And the word of the Lord is coming forth through the prophet Jeremiah. And he says, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. In other words, cursed be he that's a coward. But cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, for your own vainglory, for your own ego, for financial gain, or to build a kingdom. The Lord says that that work or that person is cursed with a curse. If it isn't done for the glory of the Lord, that you're cursed with a curse. John chapter 7 and verse 49. John 7 and 49. And Jesus is talking again. He says, but this people who know not the law are cursed. So evidently, the Lord expects us to study the word of the Lord and to know his word. Now, this was aside from studying the curses, but I believe that if the Lord were to appoint Michael tomorrow to rule over the country of Zambay or whatever it is over there in Africa, the Lord's going to appoint somebody one day to rule, or if he appointed Harold to go and rule in China, or somebody to go and rule in the Himalayas, and the Lord appointed you to go do that, you would have one way to rule that nation. And the Lord requires, and the Word says, you're going to rule it with a rod of iron. And the Lord's going to use those who are qualified to do that. And how will you be qualified? You'll be qualified because you know the word of the Lord. Because this is what you will rule with a rod of iron with. And one day, God's going to require somebody to be able to take the place of authority in every nation on the face of the earth. And from that place of authority down, that land and that nation and those people will be ruled by the commandments of this book that are inside these pages. And from this book also, the universe will be ruled. And I believe that in the eons of time that we will go forth to conquer or to rule. I don't know if we have to conquer or not, but if we do, we will go forth to rule in the universe. And I believe that this place is just a stepping stone to the vast universe that God has created. And he has a purpose and a plan out across the spaces of the universe for his kingdom in the eons to come. I don't understand all of that, but I believe that. And I believe that from the people that he's preparing, that are called the overcomers, the manifested sons of God, or whatever kind of a name you want to put on them, it's not going to be those who don't study and who don't know the word of the Lord. It's only going to be those who come into that place of authority, who put their heart and their life and their all that's within them into knowing the word of the Lord. It's important that we learn the word of the Lord, that we know the commandments and the statutes and the judgments of the Lord. We've been told that that's Old Testament. We don't need to know it. But that is what is going to rule and reign in the day of God's judgment, is this word. And it's going to be from the first to the last of it. And it's going to be by the commandments and the statutes and the judgments of God will God judge this nation and all the nations of the earth. And it will be done by the people of the Lord who stand forth with that ability of knowledge because they've sought for it and seek it, to know God's word, and they've hid it in their hearts, and they'll be able to step forth and declare and rule with a rod of iron in the name of the Lord. And that authority will be given, and it will be ours, but we will do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we'll not do it in any pride or any ego, or we'll do it in humility and humbleness before the Lord. Well, yes, I'm not going to leave curses, but go ahead.
Malachi 1:14.
Back over in Malachi 1:14. Okay.
Cursed is the chief who has a sexual male in his flock and vows to get him sacrificed.
Bows to him
and sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord. That's the man who's got something wow, you know,
they
don't want to take down and get cursed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very good. Malachi 1:14. Uh-huh. Now, see, that you'll probably turn up many curses that I will not cover tonight. It says, but cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrifice unto the Lord a corrupt thing. The Lord requires the best. We're told that back when they were bringing the offerings to the Lord, that they couldn't bring anything that was blemished or in any way had anything wrong with it. They were to bring the very best. And here, the word of the Lord says that cursed is he who brings something that is corrupt unto the Lord. It says, for I am the great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. So, we don't bring the Lord that which we have paid little for or which has cost us little. We bring the Lord that which has cost us much and that to which we... And really, what we need to bring the Lord is ourself and all that we have and present it to the Lord and really give it to the Lord. And then we are become a sacrifice, a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Turn with me now to the 11th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 28. And now before this, we have the blessings. And everybody likes to read the blessings and singing, Abraham's blessings are mine. But we are told that if we disobey the word of the Lord, we'll get the curse instead of the blessings. So we need to understand the curses so that we can live and not come under the curses, and we'll automatically get the blessings if we understand and live so that we don't receive the curses. Verse 28 says, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, and you go after other gods which you have not known. And verse 32 says, and you shall observe to do all the statutes and judgments which I set before you this day. And we're told that if we do not obey the word of the Lord, we will get the curses of Egypt, the plagues of Egypt, and the curses. And we don't want the curses or the plagues of Egypt. But they're ours if we disobey the word of the Lord. It's an automatic thing. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 15. It says, cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in his secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. 16. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or mother. Or correct translation of that should be, cursed be he that holdeth his father or his mother in light esteem, who does not honor them, but holds his father and mother in, you know, makes fun or doesn't of them. Cursed shall be that person. And all the people say, Amen. Rebellion. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he hath uncovered his father's skirt. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, bestiality. The other is incest. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, incest. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, incest. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly. Cursed be he that taketh a reward to slay an innocent person. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. So we're cursed by a curse if we do not obey and do the word of and keep the word of the Lord. Oh, the blessings of Abraham are mine. But we're cursed if we don't obey the word of the Lord. And if we obey the word of the Lord, the blessings of Abraham will automatically be ours. We won't have to go looking for them. They will. They are. They do belong to me and to you. Chapter 28. And we have all the blessings here in chapter 28 until we get down about verse 13. It says, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee to do this day, to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left. I'm going to read them. This is the plagues of Egypt. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. And thou shalt lend on, and the Lord shall send upon thee cursings and vexations and rebuke, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto to do, until thou be destroyed, until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land, whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with inflammation, and with extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew. And they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. And heaven shall from heaven it shall come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. And that happened in America during the days of the Dust Bowl. And the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. They shall go out one way against thee, and thou shalt flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcasses shall be meat unto the fowls of the air, unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. And the Lord shall smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the hemorrhoids, and with the scabs, and with the itch, and whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart, and thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and thou shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored unto thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail for with longing for them all the day, and there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And the Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch which cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather but little, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, and shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. For all the trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he hath destroyed thee. That doesn't sound like the blessings of Abraham, does it? But the blessings of Abraham are ours. But they're ours if we obey the word of the Lord. And if we don't, we will get the curses. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat of the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee, neither corn, wine, or oil, nor the increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed them. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high-fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest, throughout all thy land, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, throughout all thy land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat of the fruit of thine own body, and the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee in the siege, and in the straitness wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee, so that the man that is tender among you, and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children of whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege, and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and the delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege, and straitness wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. if thou wilt not observe to do all the words of the law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear the glorious and fearful name of the Lord thy God, and Jesus is his name, then will the Lord make thee thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long countenance, and sore sickness, and long countenance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. And we've got lots of the plagues and diseases of Egypt amongst the body of Christ today, and we've got them because we had disobeyed the word of the Lord. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. So diseases and sicknesses and plagues that are not written in the book, that are not even known at that time, the Lord says will be ours if because we disobey and do not keep the word of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 10. Ye stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders and your officers, with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and the stranger that is in the camp, from the hewer of the wood unto the drawer of water, that thou shouldest enter into the covenant which the Lord thy God, and into the oath which the Lord thy God maketh with thee this day, that he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee a God, as he has said unto thee, and as he has sworn unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that standeth here with us this day before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day, which comes down unto us this day. For you know that we have dwelt in the land of Egypt, and we know that we came through the nations which you passed by, and ye have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them, lest there should be among you men or man or woman or family or tribe, whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God, to go and serve gods of other nations, or these nations, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. And it come to pass, when he heareth the words of this curse, that he blessed himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of my heart, and add drunkenness to thirst. The Lord will not spare him, but when the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven, and the Lord shall separate him unto the evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land, and shall say, and when they see the plagues of the land, and the sickness which the Lord hath laid upon it, and that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, and that it is not sown, nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zebam, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath, even all the nations shall say, wherefore hath the Lord done this unto this land? What meaneth the heat of this great anger? Then the men shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt, or the land of sin. For they went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods whom they knew not, and whom he had not given unto them. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against this land to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. And the Lord rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation, and cast them into another land as it is this day. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. And that is unto our generation today, that we obey the word of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 11. We want the blessings of the Lord. We want the blessings of Abraham. But we forget that God says that there's also His laws and commandments and statutes that we must follow after if we expect Abraham's blessings. Jeremiah 11, verse 3. And say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, or the land or place of sin, from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them. According to all which I command you, so shall ye be my people, and I will be your God. But only if we obey the commandments and the statutes of the Lord God of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Serious thing that we need to learn the word of the Lord, that we will have the blessings and not the curses. Oh, but that's Old Testament. Oh, I'm not through yet. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 1. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, that thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee. So the Lord says that when we find ourselves in distress, when we find ourselves in problems and troubles, we need to remember that the Lord says that the blessings are ours if we obey the commandment. Otherwise, we have the cursing. Verse 2, and thou shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice, according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Verse 7, and the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thine enemies, and on them that hate thee, which persecuteth thee. If we obey the Lord, obey His commandments, the curses will fall upon our enemies and those who hate us or those who come against us, and we will receive the blessings. Verse 19, and I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy father, unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give unto them. The blessings of Abraham are mine. Hallelujah. Verse 14. We sing this, it's sung. And this we seek after. But the word is very nigh unto thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God and to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou goest to pass over Jordan to possess it this day. I backed up and read the 14th through the 18th verses of the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy. And Lord, we want, as we possess the land, we want to live in the word of the Lord and in the blessings of the Lord. For we are going in and possessing the land. Amen. Every one of us is possessing our land. And the Lord says that if we live in his commandments and his statutes and obey them, then will we have health and strength and life and blessing in our lives and our children and our children's children to 1,000 generations will we have the blessing of the Lord. Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints, and here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. So those who keep the commandments of the Lord, the patience of the saints, are those who keep God's word. Revelation chapter 22, verse 14, verse 13. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. So those that are going to enter in are going to be those that do his commandments. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians 3, verse 13. And this is taken from Deuteronomy 21, verse 23. And Paul is writing to the Galatians, and he says, cursed, for Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. So we have a right to come out from under, and a way to come out from underneath the curses. And we are all in bondage to curses. Curses because of our own doings, and we're all in bondage to curses because of our ancestral doings. But the Lord has made a way for us to come out from underneath the curses, because Jesus became a curse so that we can be set free from the curses. But we're not automatically set free from them, just as we're not automatically saved. Jesus died, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that is to whosoever will. But all the world is not saved, because they have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and his shed blood for the remission of sins. Neither are we automatically out from under the curses, because Jesus became a curse so that we don't have to bear them. But we have to apply it and appropriate that portion of the Scripture to us individual families and lives, so that we can break and come out from under the curses that are visited upon us because of the sins of our ancestors and because of our own sins, and so that the curses can be broken from off of my families and my children and my grandchildren, so that they don't live under the curses of the things and the sins that I have committed. So we need to appropriate the fact that Jesus became a curse and that he hung on a tree for us, so that the curses can be lifted and we can walk out from under them and live in the blessings of the Lord Jesus. But the way that we will be able to live and stay there is that we keep and obey the commandments and the word of the Lord and the statutes and the judgments that apply to us today. Now, all the things related to the sacrifices, all of that, Jesus fulfilled and he did away with. That is eliminated forever, because he is the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the earth, world, who became the perfect sacrifice, who hung on that tree, that by his blood we have remission of sins. He is our sacrifice. He is also our way from out from underneath the curses. Jesus, as he hung on that tree, as he became that curse for us. We have to apply and appropriate and put that into action in our lives, so that we can be set free from the curses that we are bound by. I'm going to pray and stand in our stead tonight as a priest, and I'm going to pray for all of us here, that we can come out from underneath the curses of our ancestors. And then I'm going to apply and call out a list of sins or things and ask the Lord to forgive us and cleanse us and bind these powers and set us free from them. And it'll not cover everything, but it will cover many things that we have been bound by. And as the Lord reveals unto you in days and weeks and months to come, in prayer and in reading the Scriptures, things that comes to your mind that are causes that you have sinned and have come under the curse. The Lord reveals to you something of your ancestral line that you're not aware of, and the only way it can come is by the revelation of the Lord. But he is revealing these things unto us, and as it comes, you ask the Lord And you appropriate the fact that Jesus became that curse so that we don't have to bear it. And then you break the power of it from off of your family line and off of your children and your grandchildren so that it'll not come down onto them, but they can walk in freedom and in the blessings of the Lord and in His blessings instead of the curses. Bow your head, and I'm going to take that place of authority for us tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I come this evening, and I ask and I thank You for Your mercy and for Your grace and Your goodness unto us. And that You have made a way through Jesus, our Redeemer, for our salvation, that we can have and be set free from our sins. And then You have made a way through Jesus by Him dying and hanging upon that cross. He became a curse so that the curses can be broken off of our lives, that we have unknowingly or knowingly now gotten ourselves into, or our ancestors have sinned against Thee, and the curses that are visited upon them, because Your word says that they're visited to the third and the fourth and the tenth generation of those who do contrary to the word of the Lord and do not obey the word of the Lord. Father, I ask for the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse we here tonight, and the sound of My voice, and our children, Father, that are not here, our grandchildren, Lord, that are bound by these things. I take them into consideration also, or even the great-great-grandchildren, if there be such that are represented by anyone sitting in this congregation tonight. And I apply the blood of the Lord Jesus to our sins and the sins of our ancestors, and ask that it cleanse and cover and sin and cleanse us tonight, Father, through Jesus. And then, because Jesus became a curse, so that we don't have to bear the curses, I stand here tonight as a priest in behalf of all of us, and take that authority in place of dominion. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the curses that are visited upon us because of our sins and the sins of our ancestors. I cut us off from them, and I break the power of it from off of us in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I loose us from it, that we be set free. Father, forgive us for not giving unto Thee the glory. Forgive us, Father, for not giving unto Thee that portion which belongs unto Thee. Father, forgive us the other curses, Lord, that have come upon us because we have not obeyed the word of the Lord. And I take authority and I break that power and I take Satan's right away from us because I stand tonight and the blood of Jesus cleanses. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, I take His right and His demonic bright powers of Satan away. And I break their powers from off of us in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I decree that we shall be set free to praise and worship and to magnify the Lord and to praise the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the powers of the occult. I break the powers of witchcraft. I break the powers of bondage. I break the powers of lust and pride, mind control, mind-binding spirits, deception, the spirit of Babylon, stubbornness, idolatry, hardness of heart, spiritual blindness, spiritual adultery, a spiritual compromise, sorcery, seducing spirits, lying spirits, murder, a spirit of force, rebellion, spirit of witchcraft, the power of the prince of darkness, spirit of Pam, spirit of blasphemy, spirit of doubt, spirit of error, spirit of confusion, spirit of necromancy, spiritualism, astrology, divining, false prophecy, spells, omens, cruelty, brutality, male worship, female worship, homosexuality, lesbianism, spirit of the serpent. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. I bind these spirits in the name of the Lord to the day of judgment. Spirit of Antichrist, spirit of paganism, spirit of ancient mystery, spirit of magic, spirit of divination, spirit of Illuminati, spirit of darkness, spirit of mutilation, spirit of torture, spirit of mind torture, spirit of burning, spirit of destruction, religious spirits, all types of religious spirits. I bind them in the name of the Lord. White magic, black magic, curses of serving other gods, mutilation. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. A spirit of worship of a sun god. I break that power in the name of the Lord. Other spirits of other gods. I break the powers of them in Jesus' name. And I thank You, Lord, for that authority. And I command these people to be set free from them in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, I also found a whole list of spirits that are used for different types of diseases. And they're basically found in Catholicism. And I'm going to call them all out. Spirit of arthritis, St. James, spirit of snake worship, St. Hilary, spirit of dog worship, St. Herbert, spirit of blindness, St. Raphael, spirit of cancer,
Saint Pergerine, the spirit of cramps. Saint Maurice, spirit of deafness. Saint Cato, spirit of breast diseases. Saint Agatha, diseases of the eyes. Saint Lucis, diseases of the throat. Saint Blaise, that's one Irma spoke about. Epilepsy and nervous. Saint Vita, fever. Saint George, foot disease. Saint Victor, gallstones. Saint Libra, the gout. Saint Andrew, headache. Saint Dennis, heart trouble. Saint John of the God, insanity. Saint Dumapon, skin diseases. Saint Roach, sterility. Saint Giles, all of you demon spirits attached with any of these, I take authority over you and I bind you in Jesus' name. And I command you to come out of all of these people in the name of the Lord. I break the powers of it over every one of us in Jesus' name. And I command these spirits to loose us and to set us free. And I bind them to the day of judgment. And I speak restoration unto every one of us in Jesus' name. I speak restoration. Jesus was whipped at the whipping post so that we don't have to bear the diseases and sicknesses. And I speak healing and restoration unto us through the blood and stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I command everybody to be restored in the name of the Lord. I command strength and health back into our physical bodies. I command disease and sickness to leave us. And I command the Spirit of the Lord to flow into every body and to be restored in the name of the Lord. I speak restoration unto us in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it in the name of the Lord. I thank you for it, Father. I bless the name of the Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for your word tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you're giving us revelations and understanding of it and helping us to understand that thy word should be hid in our hearts, that we sin not against thee. And help us to study your word, Lord. And help us that the Holy Ghost, you'll give us a revelation and understanding as we apply it to our everyday life so that we can walk in health and strength and in the blessings of the Lord so that we will not receive the curses and the plagues of Egypt, that we'll have health and strength in all of our flesh. Help us to honor our father and our mother. Help us, Lord, to light by anything, Lord, our father or mother, even if they're already dead. Help us, Lord, to ask forgiveness if we have in any way done anything contrary, Lord, to honoring them. Help us, Lord, to ask forgiveness and to ask forgiveness of thee and of them, even if they be dead. And I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. And also in other areas, Lord, where we have had things, hard feelings against someone, and help us to ask forgiveness. And even if that person is already dead, Lord, help us to ask forgiveness, Lord, so that we can walk in the presence and the glory of the Lord in our lives. And I thank you for it. Father, I thank you for the privilege we've had of opening your word and studying it tonight. Help us to come into a greater understanding of it. And Lord, help us to hide it in our hearts. Now I pray your blessing over each one of us tonight. And I thank you, Lord, that you're giving us a heart desirous to know thee. And I praise you for it as I bless these people. And I thank you for the privilege we've had of ministering and teaching and looking into your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.